This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, June 24th. God's word for you today is the cost. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 14, verse 27 to 28 and 33. And it says, "And if you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. But don't begin until you count the cost. So you cannot become my disciple without giving up everything you own." Yesterday, we learned that grit is a must-have. While there is no gift of grit, when nurtured, the fruit of the Holy Spirit can make up grit. John Ortberg says about grit, "Over time, grit is what separates fruitful lives from aimlessness. Grit is what keeps that ship on course. Many of us have dreams, goals, and vision, and that is fantastic. In God's Favorite House, it is no small dreams, NSD. But guess what? An anonymous quote states, your dreams are on the other side of your grit. The fulfillment of your dreams is on the other side of your grit. The grit to stay like Ruth. When you face monumental obstacles, I pray that you will receive the grace to cultivate it indeed in the name of Jesus. Like Ruth, you are made for more in God. You can be Ruth to God. So many believers in Christ are just dating God. They are in for the good times. They are in for the times when worship was fantastic. But when things begin to get really tough, they bail out. The roots with God are married to God. They are not going anywhere. They stick to God beyond the good times. Some young man came to Jesus. Amazing story and very popular too. I am sure you know the story, but we're going to read it anyway. Matthew chapter 19 verse 16 says, "Someone came to Jesus with this question, 'Teacher, what good deeds must I do to have eternal life?'" Big question. Great men have asked this question for centuries past and even today. Matthew chapter 19 verse 17 to 19 says, "Why ask about what is good?" Jesus replied, "There is only one who is good. But to answer your question, if you want to receive eternal life, keep the commandments." "Which ones?" the man asked. And Jesus replied, "You must not murder. You must not commit adultery. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely. Honor your father and mother. Love your neighbor as yourself." The man was happy. The man should have just kept his mouth shut. But that is the problem with people who think they know. God will give them A-levels. The man should have just kept quiet and said, "Thank you. By your grace, I can make that happen." Guess what? That would be it. That man is set for life. Matthew chapter 19, verse 20 to 22 says, "I have obeyed all these commandments," the young man replied. "What else must I do?" Jesus told him, "If you want to be perfect, go and sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." But when the young man heard this, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. He became a kisser. He kissed Jesus goodbye because cleaving was going to cost him too much. Let us pray. Father, help me to hold tightly to you and loosely to possessions. Empower me to be a Ruth to God in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.